بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, the month of Ramadan, as introduced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the month of Al-Qur'an. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. When Allah introduces the month of Ramadan, in fact, the only place where Allah speaks of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces it as الشهر الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month in which the Quran was revealed. We are fasting throughout the day. When we think of Ramadan, the first thing that comes to our mind is the fast. The first thing that comes to our mind is suhoor and iftar. But Allah does not introduce it as the month in which you are fasting. Allah did not say, شهر رمضان الذي تصومون فيه, that the month of Ramadan is the month in which you fast. Allah says, the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. The 30-day fast during the month of Ramadan is a celebration. That is what it is. We are celebrating something. When we are fasting for 30 days consecutively and continuously, this is a celebration. What are we celebrating? We are celebrating the revelation of the Quran. Hamim wal kitab al mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Dukhan, the 25th para, Allah speaks of the revelation of the Quran in more detail. So Allah, in the second juz of the Quran, Allah introduces us to Ramadan as the month of Quran. When in Ramadan was the Quran revealed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the opening verses of Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah says, Hamim wal kitab al-mubin. Allah describes the kitab, al-kitab, the book, the Quran. Allah describes it as al-mubin. What's al-mubin? Al-mubin is something that illuminates, something that brings light. Al-munir. The Quran has come and Allah has revealed it to revive us, to enlighten us. To revive us from the slumber in which humanity is. That is what the Quran is. Allah says, Mubin. It has come to enliven your heart, illuminate your life, bring nur into your home, bring nur into your marriage, bring nur into your investment, bring nur into your business. Allah says, that is the power of the Quran. Al-Kitab al-Mubin. Then Allah speaks of the night in which the Quran was revealed. First was the month. Allah then narrows it down to a specific night in which the Quran was revealed. And look at how beautifully Allah describes the night. Allah says, Inna anzalna. Allah says, we sent it down. Referring to Allah, here the we does not denote plurality. It is the royal we. It refers to Allah who wishes to express His magnificence and express His highness. Allah says, we have revealed it, the Quran, fi laylatin mubarakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have sent it down in a blessed night. A night that is full of barakah. A night wherein divine goodness descends from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah calls it Laylatul Mubarakah, a night which you and I seek to achieve and experience during the last 10 days and last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So Allah started off by mentioning the month, Allah says it's a blessed night, but still it's still obscure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still not explicitly named the exact night in which the Quran was revealed. Allah just tells us that it is Laylatul Mubarakah, it's blessed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces us to that great night. Allah says, Inna anzalna, the very same expression. We have revealed it fi Laylatul Qadr, in the night of Al Qadr. Allah says that is when we have revealed it. We chose Al Qadr, the night of Al Qadr, for the revelation of the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about Ramadan, and from this you can understand why Ramadan enjoys preference, superiority, and precedence over every other month. It's called Sayyidu Shuhur, the king of all the months, the leader of all the months. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the scriptures of Ibrahim alayhi salam were revealed on the first of Ramadan. The Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salam on the sixth of Ramadan. The Zabur was revealed to Dawood alayhi salam on the 12th of Ramadan. And the Injil was revealed to Isa alayhi salam on the 18th of Ramadan. And the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 25th night of Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan, it receives the superiority because every divine scripture was revealed in the month of Ramadan. So it is a month of Quran. It's a month of attaching yourself to the Quran, spending your day with the Quran, spending your night with the Quran, reciting the Quran, listening to advices about the Quran, trying to understand the Quran. That is what this month is all about. Today we want to speak about Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr. We will first go through the meaning of Al-Qadr. We prefer not to translate it Al-Qadr because of the many different meanings that it may convey, though commonly it's known as the night of power. One meaning of the word Qadr in Arabic means greatness, it means honor, or it means dignity. Scholars write, لِأَنَّ فِعْلَ الطَّاعَاتِ لِأَنَّ مَنْ فَعَلَ الطَّاعَاتُ فِيهَا صَارَ ذَا شَرَفٍ وَقَدْرٍ. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refer to it as the night of honor, the night of dignity, the night of greatness? Because a person becomes a man of honor, a person becomes a man of dignity, a person becomes a man of great value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending this night in ibadah. So he could be a person bereft of honor because of the unrighteous life that he lives. He could be a person who has absolutely no value and no worth in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this night has such power that Allah says that one night that he spends in ibadah elevates him to qadr, to a position of honor and dignity and great value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why this night has power. This is one of the powers of this night, that it can elevate you from the depths of dishonor. In a few moments it can elevate you to the heights of honor and dignity before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is power of this night, Laylatul Qadr. One such night has already passed, and to be honest with you, last night was really an amazing night. It was truly a peaceful night, it was really a great night. We hope that Allah accepts from us our ibadat and allow us to witness Laylatul Qadr. Man hurima Laylatul Qadr, faqad hurima al-khayru kullah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you are deprived of the goodness of Laylatul Qadr, then you are deprived of all goodness in life. So that is the first meaning of Al-Qadr, honor, dignity. Another meaning of the word Qadr is predestination. From here we have the word Taqdeer, which means a person's destiny, a person's fate. لأن الله يقدر فيها ما شاء من أمره إلى السنة القابلة. Why does Allah refer to it as the night of predestination, the night of decree? Because in this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned to the relevant angels the destiny of individuals. Your destiny for the coming year is decided on this night, the night of Qadr. Every man's age, a person's death, sustenance, rain, who will be born, who will perform Hajj, who will perform Umrah, who will suffer what calamity, who will enjoy what success. All of these major, major decisions regarding ourselves, our personal lives, our family members, our future, everything is decided on this night. When we say it's decided on this night, the relevant angels are given the instructions with regards to those decisions on this night. So it is a night of dua. Most of your time on Laylatul Qadr must be spent in dua, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Spend a lot of time in dua, asking Allah for what it is that you wish to experience in the coming year, asking Allah for acceptance, asking Allah for prosperity, asking Allah for sincerity, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His proximity in the coming year. You know, I came across this specifically, the scholars mentioned that person who is going for Hajj in the coming year, that is decided on this night. Today we have attached too much importance to the accreditation by the relevant Hajj body. So we don't make dua. We say, well, you know, my name is far down the list. If I get accredited, inshallah, I'll go for Hajj. But I know of a widow whose name was not even on that list, but this year she got accredited. Where did the accreditation come from? From Allah on Laylatul Qadr. That is when she was accredited. Not when some organization decided to have her accredited. So that decision is taken by Allah on this night, and every decision regarding your personal affairs, your income, your sustenance, everything is decided on this night. Spend the night in dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if there's anything that can change your destiny, it is dua. So that is the second meaning of al-qadr. The first meaning was honor, dignity, because through it you can reach this high level of honor and dignity before Allah. The second meaning of al-qadr, the night of al-qadr, the night of predestination, is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns special decisions to certain malaika regarding your personal life and your experiences in the coming year. And another meaning of qadr is something of great value, something which is of significant worth. You refer to it as qadr. Scholars write, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ فِيهَا كِتَابًا ذَا قَدْرٍ عَلَىٰ رَسُولٍ ذِي قَدْرٍ وَاخْتَصَّ بِهَا أُمَّةً ذَا قَدْرٍ. What did Allah call it? A night of great value and a night of great worth, because Allah revealed in it a kitab of qadr. The most valuable book was revealed in that night. Upon who? عَلَىٰ رَسُولٍ ذِي قَدْرٍ. Upon the most valuable creation of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the book was a book of qadr, great value. The Nabi who received it was one of qadr, great value. And wakhtassat biha umma that qadr. And it was given to a ummah of great, great value, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the night of qadr, it receives its significance and its importance because of the revelation of this great valuable book in that night. Hence, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says, أُنزِلَ أَشْرَفُ الْكُتُبِ بِأَشْرَفِ اللُّغَاتِ عَلَى أَشْرَفِ الرُّسُلِ بِسِفَارَةِ أَشْرَفِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي أَشْرَفِ بِقَاعِ الْأَرْضِ وَابْتُدِئَ إِنْزَالُهُ فِي أَشْرَفِ شُهُورِ السَّنَةِ وَهُوَ رَمَضَانِ فَكَمُلَ مِنْ كُلِّ الْوُجُوهِ. He says, the Quran is the best book which was revealed in the best language, which was given to the best prophet, which was revealed in the best land, which was carried down by the best angel Jibreel alayhi salam, and its revelation took place in the best month on the best night. فَكَمُّلَ مِنْ كُلِّ الْوُجُوهِ. He says, if you look at the Quran, it's perfect. From whichever angle you look at it, its language, the point when it was revealed, the one who carried down, to whom it was revealed, where the revelation began, the month in which the revelation took place, the night in which the revelation took place, everything about the Quran is kamil, is perfect. You bring the Quran in your life, you'll become the best. Today the Quran has become some holy scripture, which is recited as an introduction to a program. On the occasion of nikah, Quran is recited. When there's a mayyat, a janazah in the house, Quran is recited, and it ends there. Allah has given us this month of Ramadan. In fact, Allah gives you Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, annually. Why? To remind you of the greatest blessing that Allah has bestowed upon you, the Quran. Every Laylatul Qadr should remind you, primarily, should remind you of the Quran, the revelation of the Quran. It's a reminder. Every year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you this reminder in the form of Laylatul Qadr, that this is to remind you of that great blessing that I have bestowed upon you, and that is the book, the Quran, which was revealed on the heart, the purest of hearts, the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is the third meaning of Al-Qadr. What's Al-Qadr? The third meaning we have discussed, something of great value and worth, because of the revelation of the most valuable book in that night. A fourth meaning, and this is an interesting meaning, which is offered by Al-Khalil ibn Ahmad rahimahullah, who was a master of the Arabic language. Al-Khalil ibn Ahmad. He says, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ لِأَنَّ الْأَرْضَ تَضِيقُ بِالْمَلَائِكَ لِكَثْرَتِهِمْ فِيهَا تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَةِ. Another meaning of Qadr you find in the Quran and in the Arabic language. Qadr means to become narrow. Something is spacious, or the place is spacious and comfortable. And then when people come into that place, because of the crowd, that place becomes narrow, it becomes cramped up and crowded. That we call Qadr. Like the Musalla, a moment ago it was empty. But now when you look at it, it's crowded. So now we say it is Dhatu Qadr. It has become cramped up and crowded. Al-Khalil ibn Ahmad rahimahullah says, Laylatul Qadr refers to that night, that wonderful night when the earth becomes narrow, it becomes cramped up, it becomes crowded. Why? Because of the millions and billions of malaika that descend on the earth. It's absolutely crowded on that night. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. Allah explains this in the Quran. One of the things that happen on this night, apart from the decrees, apart from your destiny that is recorded on this night with regards to the coming year, Allah says the malaika, al-malaika, all the angels, they descend, they come down on this night, wa-ruh, and who comes with them? The spirit, Jibreel. Allah makes special mention of Jibreel. Why? Jibreel is the greatest angel, Allah's most special angel, the best of all the malaika. And he, when did he come down? Only on the most special occasions. He was the one who carried the revelation. He was the one who came down on the occasion of Badr. Only on the most special occasions did Allah allow Jibreel alayhi salam to descend on the earth. So that's why Allah makes special mention of Jibreel. Allah says all the malaika come down. Included in the malaika is Jibreel. So there's no need to repeat Jibreel. There's no need to specify Jibreel that he also comes down. When Allah says all the malaika come down, you know, okay, Jibreel is coming down. But Allah says all the malaika is coming down. They all are coming down. And guess who is coming down on that night? Jibreel. Jibreel is coming down as well on that night. So what a great occasion that must be. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, إِذَا كَانَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ When it is the night of Qadr, the night of power, the night of predestination, the night of value, the night of the cramping of the earth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what happens on that night? Nazala Jibreel fi kabkaba min al malaika. Jibreel comes down fi kabkaba. Kabkaba means this huge throng of angels, the number of which is not known, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes down with them. And what do they do? يُصَلُّونَ وَيُسَلِّمُونَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ عَبْدٍ قَائِمٍ أَوْ قَائِدٍ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ. They look for those people who are engaged in the dhikr of Allah, in the ibadah of Allah. They come down and they greet them. What pure creation. And that's one of the reasons why the night is so peaceful. Why? Because you have this huge contingent of malaika coming onto the earth. They are so pure and they are created from nur, that with them comes down that peace. With them comes down that sakina, that tranquility that you experience on that night. Allah says they come to every person who is standing or sitting, engaged in ibadah, in the dhikr of Allah, and they make dua for that person on that night of Qadr. So it is a night wherein we should ensure that we are not in a state of ghafla, in a state of unmindfulness, in a state of heedlessness, in a state of slumber and sleep. But it is a night wherein we are standing before Allah, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for His forgiveness and His mercy. When you study from a linguistic point of view, when you study the verse, firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُوا تَنَزَّلُوا الْمَلَائِكَ. If you are familiar with the Arabic language, it should have been تَتَنَزَّلُوا. Allah has omitted a ta. It should have been تَتَنَزَّل. It's a mudari verb. We refer to it as the present tense verb. A present tense verb must be preceded by the sign of a present tense verb. Ta is one of the signs of a present tense verb. That sign is omitted, tatanazzalu. Why does Allah omit the ta? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shorten the word? And tatanazzal means to come down. Because the malaika come down with such speed, to denote the speed, the enthusiasm that they come down with, and that great rush to meet the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a state of ibadah, Allah omits the ta to denote the speed with which they come. Then you look in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, bi'idhni. They come down with the permission of their Rabb. Ulama explain that permission is granted only when permission is sought. Idhn. Idhn means to grant permission. After somebody came and sought permission from you, then you gave him idhn. Allah says they come down with such speed. Why with the speed? Because they come before Allah Azza wa Jal and they seek permission. Ya Allah, tonight allow us to meet the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يَتَمَنَّوْنَ لِقَاءَنَا. Mufassirin explain they have great desire, great shauq to meet the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Allah gives them that permission, they come down with such speed. They don't want to miss a moment of it. This huge contingent of malaika, they come down onto the earth and they bring that in your home, so long as your home is conducive for their arrival. The home must be conducive. Remove those elements. Malaika are very sensitive creation of Allah. Bad smell is something that they find offensive. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, do not come to the masjid after you have eaten onions or such food which leaves a bad odor in your mouth. Why? The angels will not come close to you. If a bad odor keeps them away from you, what about those elements in our home which are elements of sin, which are elements of vice, which are un-Islamic materials in our home? How will they then enter our home? So if you want to enjoy those guests and host them in your home, which is a reality, wallah, make the environment in your home a conducive one. لا تدخل الملائكة كلبا فيه. لَا تَدْخُلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بَيْتًا فِيهِ كَلْبٌ وَالتَّصَاوِيرُ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the angel will never set foot in a home where pictures are displayed and a home wherein a dog is kept. To indicate that the environment must be a conducive one in your home. So long as there are pictures displayed in that home, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, they will not enter that home. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah says about the night of Qadr, it is much better than 1,000 months. Much, much better than 1,000 months. How much more better? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not limited it and confined it. It depends upon that person's effort that night and the sincerity and the ikhlas that that person expresses in his ibadah, and more so the desperation that he expresses before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when supplicating to Allah. Based on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a reward for every deed that he performs that is greater than a deed that he will consistently perform for 1,000 days and nights. So the minimum reward is 1,000 days and nights. What does this mean? An act that you perform on Laylatul Qadr is far better than an act which is consistently performed for 1,000 days and nights. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, Al-amalu fi laylatil qadr was-sadaqa, was-salah, was-zaka al-afdal min alfi shahr. He says that any act, any deed performed on Laylatul Qadr, whether it is in the form of charity, whether it is in the form of prayer, whether it is in the form of dua, whether it is in the form of zakah, is better than that act which is carried out for 1,000 months. And 1,000 months is equivalent to 83 years, 4 months. Where will you and I ever have the opportunity? And this is a bounty and a ni'mah, Laylatul Qadr, that only the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed. Brothers, that last, the past 20 days and nights, those 20 days and nights were a build up to a climax. Every ibadah, if you study every ibadah, there's a build up, and in that ibadah there's a climax, a point of intensity where the ibadah reaches its most and highest point of intensity. For example, salah, there's a build up in salah, and the climax is sajda. The climax in salah is your sajda. In hajj, there's a build up, and the climax, the highest point or the most intense point of ibadah is Arafah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Hajj Arafah. In Ramadan, the first 20 days and 20 nights, that is a build up. You are building up to the climax, the most intense point, and that most intense point is the night of Al-Qadr. Anyone who is deprived of the good of the night of Qadr is in fact deprived of all good. In conclusion, brothers, let us have a plan and a timetable. Draw up a plan as to how you wish to spend Laylatul Qadr. That plan or that timetable, it must include recitation of the Quran, recite a portion, and start with the setting of the sun. You do not have to start your acts of ibadah for Laylatul Qadr only after Salatul Taraweeh or the latter part of the night. After your iftar meal, engage in some ibadah from supper till Isha. This is the ibadah we'll engage in. Literally write it down. After Salatul Taraweeh, this is what I would like to achieve. Includes recitation of the Quran, includes Salatul Tasbih, include some charity, very important, every night give out some charity on those blessed nights, include in there some dhikr, include in there some salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and most of the time must be spent in dua. Dedicate most of the time to dua, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his acceptance, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to witness many more such months and nights from which we can derive maximum benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.